This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations Security Council issued its first demand for a ceasefire in Gaza, with the U.S. angering Israel by abstaining from the vote. Israel responded to Monday's vote by canceling a visit to Washington by a high-level delegation and the strongest public clash between the allies since the war began. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the U.S. of retreating by allowing the vote to pass without conditioning the ceasefire on release of hostages by Hamas. The resolution was approved 14-0 by the 15-member council after the U.S. decided not to use its veto power. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that the gunmen who raided a suburban Moscow concert hall and killed 139 people were radical Islamists. At the same time, he reaffirmed his claim that Ukraine could have played a role in the attack, despite its strong denials and the Islamic State group's claim of responsibility. Putin said over the weekend the four attackers were arrested while trying to escape to Ukraine. Speaking during Monday's meeting with senior officials, he said the investigators are yet to determine who ordered the attack, but said it was necessary to find out why the terrorists, after committing their crime, tried to flee to Ukraine and who was waiting for them there. Indonesia's military says it has arrested 13 elite troops accused of involvement in a video sharing showing the torture of an indigenous Papua man believed to be a member of a separatist group. The video has sparked an outcry in Indonesia and from rights activists. Conflicts between indigenous Papuans and Indonesian security forces are common in the impoverished Papua region. This is VOA News. The four men charged with the massacre at a Moscow theater have been identified by the Russian government as citizens of Tajikistan. They're some of the thousands who migrate to Russia each year from the poorest of the former Soviet republics to scrape out marginal existences. Along with the grinding poverty, Tajikistan is rife with religious tensions. Hardline Islamists were one of the main forces opposing the government in the 1990 civil war that devastated the country. The militants claiming responsibility for the Moscow massacre that killed 139 people, a branch of the Islamic State group in neighboring Afghanistan, reportedly recruit heavily from Tajikistan. A leadership shakeup at Boeing is highlighting the difficult path facing the iconic aircraft manufacturer as it tries to navigate through another safety crisis. The CEO, David Calhoun, announced Monday that he would retire at the end of the year. The head of the company's commercial airplane unit was replaced immediately by a fast-rising insider. In a third high-profile decision, Boeing said the chairman of its board will not stand for re-election in May. Boeing has been under intense pressure since a panel blew off a new Alaska Airlines 737 MAX on January 5th. Fallout from the blowout has put the company under the most scrutiny since two Boeing 737 MAX jets crashed in 2018 and 2019. U.S. House Republicans are threatening to hold the Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress if he does not turn over unredacted materials related to the special counsel probe into President Biden Monday in his handling of the classified documents. That's according to a letter obtained by the Associated Press. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan demanded in the letter that Garland comply with the subpoena the chief chairman sent last month as part of their investigation into special counsel Robert Hur's decision not to charge the president. Two men ordered the Justice Department to turn over the unredacted audio and transcripts of Hur's hours-long interviews with Biden and his ghostwriter by April 8th or face contempt proceedings. Japan's cabinet has approved a plan to sell future next-generation fighter jets that it's developing with Britain and Italy to other countries. Tuesday's announcement was the latest move away from the country's post-war pacifist principles. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.